morning, listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are listening Republic Broadcasting Network, Program Capital Forum on the World Wide Web. I'm your host for today. My name is Sergey, and let's see if Luis and Tom there. Luis, are you online? And Tom, it looks like they haven't joined me yet, but they may later. So I would like to tell you that we had a really interesting and great program last Sunday, and topic was chemtrails. So I hope our listeners have basic understanding and knowledge about this. And as a matter of fact, today we will continue to talk about the weather modification topic. And from chemtrails, we will actually start talk to another interesting topic. It's HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. So we will find out today what is HAARP, what it stands for, why we need that, what does it do, all these questions. And I will have today our repeat guest, Dr. Edward Kendrick. As always, he does really interesting research and would like to share his knowledge in this matter. So let's start from that. And if Dr. Edward Kendrick is online.
Yes.
Yes, you are. Welcome to the Capital Forum.
Thank you, Sergey. It's good to be here again.
You're welcome.
It's time for the good people to get organized. The bad people are very organized. The good people, hey, good people, let's get together.
That's right. Hey, good people, are you out there listening to us? Please wake up and join the club. Dr. Kendrick, I will just call you Ed. That's okay. What is HAARP, H-A-R-R-P?
Well, HAARP is a program primarily refers to an antenna array in Alaska, and it's H-A-A-R-P, which stands for High Amplitude Active Auroral Research Program. And the HAARP system has been introduced for a number of purposes. One is communications. It used to be that submarines, for example, military submarines would have to surface in order to receive their radio contact. That was one way that submarines were vulnerable, as they had to surface. Mm-hmm. Now, HAARP signals with the HAARP extra low frequency signals sent through the Earth, submarines can receive their communications sometimes while they are submerged.
There are many other aspects. We will have a break coming up, and we'll continue after the break. Well, listeners, please don't go away. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly after this message. It has amused itself to death.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back. This is Program Capital Forum, and I think Tom joined us now. So, Tom, yep. Are you there?
I am here, and today is, what is the day, July 31st, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And you're listening to Republic Broadcasting, RBN, on republicbroadcasting.org. Call the numbers 800-313-9443. And today we're visiting with Dr. Ed again. And Ed's speaking about HARP, which is a very good subject.
Right. We had spent some time last week talking about chemtrails and the introduction of metals into the atmosphere. This segues into the HARP subject because I suspect that as you would increase conductance of water by putting salt in it and it will conduct electricity more rapidly, that the introductions of metals, like in chemtrails, into the atmosphere can leverage the conductance of energies in the atmosphere. For example, heating the atmosphere might be more easy if there are particulates of metal in the atmosphere. And one of the functions of the HARP is known to be heating the atmosphere. The HARP can create a rapid heating of the atmosphere and is known to be able to push the stratosphere out into space, creating a little bubble in the atmosphere of some estimates say 40 to 70,000 feet. One of the advertised features of the HARP is that by introducing this bubble of atmosphere out into space, they can slow or alter the course of incoming intercontinental ballistic missiles, that the drag introduced by the atmosphere might be some sort of a deterrent or benefit in defense. Of course, the spin is to call HARP something that will protect us. It's giving us further protection, and there's a great deal of military secrecy surrounding the HARP. As I understand it, the declared owners and operators of the HARP are the Department of Naval Intelligence and the U.S. Air Force. But the mainstream media just doesn't tell us about these things like HARP. One of the original operations back in the early 90s, late 80s, is reported that the HARP also destroys the ozone over the area. Now, if you look in Gakona, G-A-K-O-N-A, Alaska, you'll see the HARP array in Alaska. And when they cranked it up for one of the first times, it created a hole in the ozone layer, which protects against ultraviolet. And the Inuit Eskimos, the Inuits in that area, report that they were burned by the sun or burned by the atmosphere, that some of their animals died from exposure because of the hole that was introduced in the ozone layer. We're tinkering with some of the natural protections with this HAARP, and I would say that the Dr. Strangeloves are the ones that are operating this, not necessarily the good guys, because there are other uses of HAARP that have also been noted. And the HAARP, and I'm going to refer to HAARP now in general. We'll call it HAARP technologies or radio frequency technologies. There was an attempt to ban the use of these types of technologies as exotic weapons back in October 2001. A bill was introduced into Congress, House Bill 2977, and it refers to some uses like psychotronic weapons, the tuning of radio frequencies so that it affects our nervous system. It also refers to tectonic weapons, the use of radio frequencies at a frequency that causes vibration in the tectonic plates of the earth that creates earthquakes. Right. This bill was never passed.
Well, and there are also, I think, about 10 facilities worldwide. It's not just the United States-owned technology. There's the Russians, Chinese. There's various HAARP stations.
Right. Mm-hmm. And 60, I believe 60 other countries, they signed that, actually, treaty not to using the HAARP technology worldwide to impact the weather. But one little exclusion was made that they can do in their own sky territory. That's an interesting. So that basically tells us that any country who is participant in that can do on their, you know, in their atmosphere, you know.
You know,
so, and as you mentioned, yes, United States, Russia, and China really work in that direction, these three big countries. So let's talk about a little bit technicality. You know, they have installation in Alaska, Gaikon, Alaska, that's right. And how do they do that? And they have said it's, you know, it's kind of like at the middle of nowhere. They said the station, which has 360 antenna, and each antenna generates 10,000 watt or 10 kilowatt. So one kilowatt equal to 1,000 watts of power. It's a transmitting power, which is very powerful. We're talking about 3.6 million watts. That's a lot of power. Compared to the, you know, legal power of AM station inside of the United States, it's only about 50,000 watts. So for comparison, it's not even close. So no wonder, I mean, the all this power, and we're talking about ultra-low frequency, you know, ULF, which less than 1 hertz, and to be specific, it's a 0.1 hertz frequency generated at the power of 3.6 million watts, you know, if all antennas work simultaneously at that particular time. So we're talking about a big impact on the weather. As Ed mentioned, it creates the heat layer in the upper echelons of atmosphere, you know, and create kind of like, in, you know, imagine yourself living in a huge box with no borders, and the upper layer is heated, and that heat actually can impact and move, let's say, clouds, rain clouds from one direction to another. And because of that, now I have a question. I wonder, we have had this heat. It's not only on the Midwest, but countrywide, really, the whole country is impacted. And I really wonder if it has to do with HAARP. I don't have any data to support that at this point, but I wonder if it's a real possibility they're doing something, and we have drought, we have so much heat, we have three digits here, this is just unbelievable.
One of the first uses of HAARP that's also been described, that's been publicly described, is the possibility of changing the weather. In my youth, I can recall television broadcasts of the weather, including a satellite video of the jet stream, as the jet stream would generally wind from Alaska down over the United States, and sometimes the jet stream, as it would dip lower, would bring cool weather to the central United States, and then the jet stream would move back up over the East Coast. We used to see more satellite views of the jet stream and the cloud formation patterns, but now we get these colorized, kind of cartoonish weather maps that don't give us the type of information that we would get if we actually saw photos from satellites of the jet stream. I think of HAARP and the heating of the atmosphere in that area like introducing a giant boulder into a stream, that as you create this bubble of hot air, they could redirect the jet stream, redirect the climate patterns. And I suspect that this is what is happening.
You know, towards that, Ed, during the Katrina event, there was some reports of, it looked like there was competing HAARP technology being used. It looked like there was a bad influence and a good influence. It looked like somebody was trying to steer Katrina away from the populated coastline, and then another force that was steering it towards New Orleans. I don't know if you followed that at all, but it looked like almost like there was a bad HAARP technology and a good HAARP technology competing on where that was going to strike and do its damage.
I'd love to see those references. No, I haven't followed that, although I am aware that Katrina may have been steered. I've more followed the work of Dutch Sints on the YouTube channel. The word Dutch, DutchSince, Dutch Sints channel on YouTube, where Dutch Sints has 24 to 48 hours prior made predictions about these severe weather cells. And he has a fairly good batting average. I would trust Dutch Sints over my local weather broadcasters.
And what he's doing, he's seeing the radar signatures showing up on the weather patterns. The only thing that I noticed about that is almost every time I look at radar on a widespread storms where you can really see this stuff, is that there's almost always some kind of scalar technology. And you'll see, what I mean by that is there's circles, there's squares, there's rectangles, there's triangles, there's all kinds of these odd shapes that are being formed, not necessarily around the radar that you would, you know, the radar stations where you would expect stuff, anomalies, but just randomly. And like you said, he'll indicate, well, I see this being used here, and within 24 to 48 hours, we're going to have some kind of severe weather. And you're right, it quite often happens that way.
Yeah. It implies the possibility of mobile platforms. Land-based and even sea-based, and I think we know, we'll discuss a little later, a sea-based platform that's very massive and uses its own power to navigate around the ocean.
You almost have to assume they have a mini nuclear power plants to power some of these devices. And we have a three-minute break, and we have a caller, Mike, in Kentucky. Mike, we'll get to you right after the break, and I think from previous phone calls from Mike, he's very much into this and weather technology, so I'm sure Mike can impart some very good knowledge to us as well. Back in three.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to Capital Farm, and just a brief word, Louise. We are told has pneumonia, and she won't be joining us this morning, so everybody put a prayer in for Louise to speedily heal up and start taking better care of herself, because she drives herself pretty hard with not very good sleep and eat patterns, so I hope she takes better care of herself in the future. And so, Louise, if you're listening, we pray for you and hope you get better, and let us know if we can do anything to help.
Yes, get well, Louise. We're with you, so we hope to see, to have you on next Sunday. So let's continue, and we have callers. I believe we have Mike from...
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing this morning, Mike?
Morning. Well, we had... I wish I had some way to get a more official, confirmation of this. A fellow installed a rain gauge about, 3 to 4 miles north of Moorhead in his front yard, just one of these little plastic tubes. And he installed that Friday, and then Saturday afternoon around 5, between the hour of about 5:30 to 6:30, I'm going to guess there was over 20 inches of rain in an hour.
Wow.
Just in this isolated area of 3 to 4 miles north of town here, and it flooded a handful of homes that were on the north side of this highway and didn't
really
adequately have drainage. But this one guy that lives there is like 6'11.5" tall. I have pictures of this incident on my Facebook page. It was up past his chest in front of his house. The water came up another 2 feet after it quit raining. I've been following these issues. I know an ex-military guy who, after I started talking about HAARP, he kind of confided in me and said, yeah, when I was in electronics training school for a certain branch of the military, he witnessed them transmitting power, wireless electricity, was being transmitted in the late 1950s across like half of these huge military bases. He saw it, and he says, I wasn't ever supposed to talk about it. And I guess, it may still be under security clearance, but he told me about it. And I have every reason to believe he was true about it. He's saying, not telling me something, but we could just use for an example, maybe 30 or 40 miles across a military base in Mississippi. That's not the state, but that's what he saw in like 1958.
So they were doing the Tesla technology to transmit energy.
Well, yeah, across the battlefield scenarios, it was a battlefield deployed system in order to be able to transmit electricity to places where they hadn't set up wires. And I don't know, you know, they would need, I don't know whether this ever became something that was practical to be used, but in the development of something like that, you're going to develop amplifier technology that, you know, 50, 60 years later, what can they do? I mean, so for people that have trouble believing this, you just have to find out about something like that, you know, in 1958, and here it is, a solid 53 years later, what can they do?
Well, there are some people that believe that some of this technology was used as a method in the 9/11 event.
Well, yes, I've seen that, but unfortunately, I think a lot of the arguments about directed energy weapons being used on September 11th distract from much more provable things that need to be emphasized, like,
well,
whether or not there is residues of the paint on thermite and why did Building 7 fall? You know, there wasn't enough time to rig it for explosives.
And radiation levels of the debris, and there's all kinds of factors. But, I have a lot of experience dealing with the defense. I worked for the defense for about 20 years.
Yeah.
And what I would impart on that subject is they tend to use redundancy in everything.
Yeah.
So my thoughts were they probably used all the technologies, bring out all their toys, and just to see how things would go. You know, I don't think one dismisses the other or vice versa. I know I hear people arguing back and forth all the time, but I don't see why they wouldn't have used everything, because just for the redundancy and just to play with their toys.
Well, if you're going to pull off a massive global psychological operation like September 11th, you're going to want backup plans. If your thermite doesn't do the job, you got to have something ready to finish the job, you know, to implode the building.
There's something major happened there. Whenever those buildings literally turned to dust, it had to be something major. It wasn't just thermite.
Well, if you study the way the buildings were made, the pans of each of the floors in the tower, they poured this concrete in there that was designed to be lightweight. There was no gravel in it. It was just it was made like you would almost like make mortar to pour in bricks.
Mm-hmm.
So when that collapsed, even if they had demolished that with conventional means, if they hadn't removed that concrete, it would have created the same kind of dust problem, because that concrete, when it pulverized, had nothing to hold it together. And concrete gets harder over the course of decades. So these buildings were 30-some years old, and our bridges are falling apart that are 30-some years old, because the concrete gets harder and harder.
It's brittle.
And it's more easily pulverized. I'd say the dust problem is mostly from the concrete.
Hang in there, Mike. We've got a 3-minute break. And we have Thomas from Georgia on the line, too. And we'll get to you after the break as well. So everybody hang in there. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Everybody, please support Republic Trading Group. And RVN is having a pledge drive. Everybody, please chip in if you can. Back in three. Gone crazy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608 today.
Capital Farm, and we're speaking about HARP weather modification technology and all those fun factors. And Mike, I believe Mike in Kentucky, do you still have some input for us?
Well, yeah. The reason I called is, and I just noticed that apparently I had written a whole series of notes on this stuff on my Facebook page.
And put your page out. What is your?
Well, it's facebook.com/TV10Moorhead, but it's due to some glitch or shenanigans, all of my notes are gone here this morning. That's kind of, it's another weird coincidence, but I had put a lot of effort into writing several note-like articles, and now that I just noticed this morning they're gone except for one entitled, and the one that's left is, oddly enough, is from back in May, Social Engineering, Censorship, and Suppression via Glitches. That's
really?
The only one that's left. But in
like
my photo, it's facebook.com/TV10Moorhead.
And 10 is
and if
number
you go, I have a TV10, yeah, TV10Moorehead, Star Wars or HARP infrared waves. If they're using these, and I would encourage people to be on the lookout. My suspicion is some of these HARP-like, you know, directed energy weapon antenna arrays can be phased no matter what where their location is. They can, you know, they do this phased aperture astronomy now where they have dishes that can be hundreds of miles apart and they link them up electronically and put them in phase so that they function as if they were a one antenna. The Russians just put up a telescope that's in space orbiting, and they're able to computer synchronize the signals from it and ground-based satellites and have a space telescope that is some ridiculous number of times, you know, 500 times more sensitive than Hubble. So what point I'm getting at is I suspect that there is a antenna array somewhere south of Tampico, Mexico, that people may not recognize, doesn't look anything like HARP, and the antennas could be spaced maybe half a mile apart. And the complex would not look like HARP. And so through computer phasing, they could have, you know, a 10,000-watt amplifier on, you know, 5,000 antennas, and people wouldn't recognize it as a ionospheric heater because it would be spaced out over a huge hacienda, a big ranch or something, or even in an urban setting, you know. So they locate them in such a way that, you would not recognize them. I don't know if it could be put, you know, conceivably or feasibly, they could use cell phone towers.
So you know, it might get to the point, Mike, where we're going to have radio receivers that can detect these frequencies so we can start monitoring their activity a little bit closer like we would do for the radiation.
And, well, you were talking about satellite views. We used to see satellite views on the network weather forecasters, and I started for several years I used the infrared water vapor channel in the GOES satellite. When there's nothing on radar, I would go to the satellite view for my weather forecast that we do locally. And last fall, I started noticing these lines in the infrared water vapor channel when this huge flooding occurred up in New Jersey and Washington and up in New England. And I have this whole album of these photos of screenshots of this if people want to go look at it. But for some reason, they've deleted all my notes. I had a note about the upper atmospheric anomalies and how the space shuttle program may have had to end because it got zapped by some blue bright lightning bolt, the one that broke up over Texas. That's STS-107, I think it was, with the Israeli astronaut. There was an amateur astronomer that took a photograph of this upper atmospheric lightning bolt that hit the thing 40 miles up in the atmosphere as it came in over California. And NASA went there, took the chip out of his camera, took the file directly off of his computer, and he pulled the rights for anybody to see that photograph. Now, I happened to see it briefly. It was a black and white photograph, and it showed a line going up to the space shuttle. And I did an article based on this because the shuttle program is ending, and now Facebook has pulled all my articles.
Wow. That's interesting.
So, yeah, it makes it look suspicious to me, that's for sure.
So you're going to have to get off Facebook with this kind of information if they're going to be censoring you.
They're going to censor it. They have been censoring me, and that's the only article they left up of mine was Facebook shenanigans or glitches. Where I've got some screenshots of the censorship that's going on Facebook.
So they're throwing it in your face, aren't they?
They're throwing it in my face that I'm being shut down, man.
Presume you have copies, and you might want to get it out there.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm going to look. I did join some Texas conservative peer-to-peer, what do you call it, social network, and I think I transferred some of that over there, but...
Well, it might even be cached in your computer. You might have it cached, or it might be cached.
I think I have the raw artwork that I did. But the space shuttle, a lot of people don't realize they thought it was communist propaganda. The design for the shuttle was specified by the military. They wanted to launch the shuttle in polar orbits across the North Pole and be able to grab Russian satellites or place the satellite in a polar orbit and only do one orbit so that the communists or the enemy could not figure out what orbit the shuttle was in or that satellite was in, and it had to be able to glide back in from a couple thousand miles off the Pacific Ocean, because as the Earth turns, you know, as you do an orbit from North Pole to South Pole, the Earth's going to turn a thousand miles or more, and so that's why the shuttle had to be able to glide in like that. The military wanted that design. It wasn't designed for the safety of the astronauts. So I have that particular mission, STS-107, they dragged a tether behind the shuttle. It was a 12-mile-long tether, and they did a power generation experiment. My suspicion is that they accidentally charged the shuttle up with a huge static charge, and when it came back in, after it built up enough, it got zapped and blew the carbon panels off the leading edge of the wing, and that's what killed the shuttle, not the foam, and they covered it up.
You can do it just like a backyard experiment. You can actually do that. You can actually watch on YouTube videos of, I think, a Florida State University. They send up a rocket with a wire attached to it, and it creates a lightning. So it's much like you're talking about.
Yeah. So they had to shut the shuttle down because they were at risk of getting zapped by atmospheric static every time they reentered, I think.
That is interesting. Mike, I would like to go back to So that part where you said something about your neighbor putting some plastic tubes, what he was doing at that time?
Well, it's not my neighbor. It's just a guy that lives about 3 or 4 miles from town, and he just moved into this house, I guess, not too long ago, and he just bought a rain gauge Friday, and then it was bone dry yesterday. It hadn't rained until this intense rainstorm, and the rain gauge only goes up to like 15 inches or 40 centimeters, I guess it is. And then there's another inch or probably 2.5 inches above that where there's no markings. This rainstorm yesterday had, I was sitting here at the TV studio, and I could hear on the roof, we have a metal roof, I could hear the intense thunder from that direction, and I thought, well, that's kind of odd. It was kind of a machine gun, like, one after the other, rumbles of thunder, and I didn't think anything about it until about an hour and a half later I'd heard that this flooding had occurred in this one little spot. And I went up there, and one of the boys whose trailer, he's a 6 foot tall and 11 and a half, he's almost 7 feet tall. The water came up to his chest, and it was, you know, this is outside, this is a world record. I looked it up. There's no.
Really?
Yeah, I think it has to be a world record, and I've already emailed some meteorologists that I know, and nobody's ever gotten back to me on it to tell me, hey, yeah, you're on to something here. This is highly unusual. But it's, I don't know if it's an indication of something unnatural or not, because the record is something like, for an hour is 17 inches, and that's a, like Guadalupe, some tropical island or something, the North American record, but I would say this would be close to 20 inches or more in an hour.
There's no doubt we just have just crazy, insane, intense weather, And here in the Midwest, when we have all these tornadoes coming through, it's just like you're just like a sitting duck. And you're just thinking, well, it's just a matter of time before we're blown away. You know what I mean? You have like 10 cells coming at you at once. It's like, where do I go? You know? Oh, no.
In my story about this upper atmospheric anomalies, I found a Google snapshot of a presentation that Defense Secretary William Cohen did at Athens, Georgia. University of Georgia at Athens, I think it was. It should be in their archives, where he basically said, I think it was 1998, he said there are other terrorists out there that are using exotic technology to create weather storms. And he even hinted at earthquakes. And the whole reason I put that quote in my article was because it was, right after the Fukushima tsunami in Japan.
By the way, they have another earthquake at 6.4 level on the Richter scale, so in the same area where the Fukushima plant is.
Mm. Okay, guys, my notes are back. I'm complaining about it on your radio, and they've added them back.
Oh,
well,
my.
Obviously, somebody is listening right now, so it looks like you have those notes back.
I'm telling you, it was a little bit too obvious. It's kind of weird, man.
I haven't been able to find you yet. Would you repeat your Facebook address?
Yeah, facebook.com and then the /, and then TV10, that's TV10, Morehead, Morehead. This is a local low-power TV station over here in northeast Kentucky, which I've been.
Got it.
Okay. Well, the note you want to look at that gets into this is what is it called? The real reason for the space shuttle's end, upper atmospheric weirdness, HARP, and bird deaths.
And the picture's still there?
Yeah, the pictures are still here. But, yeah, since I've been talking to you in the last half hour, this has just now come back. They've deleted them all.
That is quite bizarre.
I've had all kinds
of
glitches.
How about you, Mike, and Ed, you will exchange emails. That way you could send these photographs, you know, pictures or whatever material to Ed, because he has a really good knowledge to put everything together and make some analysis and, you know, pass that information to other people. So
yeah.
That would be a good idea.
Well,
that during the break.
All right.
Well, thanks for all your input, Mike.
Well, thank you so much. We really have, interesting information I heard from you. So, and unfortunately, we have another caller.
No
so.
Problem. Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Thank
sure,
you very
thank
much,
you
Mike.
Thank you so much.
And by the way, listeners, I'll put all this. I'll put a link to Mike's website or his Facebook account, and also I'll put a link to the HARP website. If you're not familiar with it, you can actually look at the magnetometer, the supposed output of HARP on HARP's website, and then to show you like where it's putting out 1.5. Hertz or 2 hertz or 3 hertz, you can actually monitor that. I was monitoring that for quite some time,
when they were having the NLE 2011 drills, because I was concerned about them, New Madrid fault. It looks like they were trying to excite the New Madrid fault because they were actually transmitting, and they did a similar thing right before the Fukushima event at Fukushima. They actually were transmitting at a certain frequency for like 55 hours straight or something like that, and you can actually look at that. All that information, last time I checked, was archived on the HARP website, so you can actually pull up their what supposedly they are doing. Whether it's correct or not, I don't know for sure, but you can actually look at it and investigate on your own. And I'll put all that in the show description in the archives.
Thank you, Tom. That's great. Well, we have another caller. Let's bring him in.
We have a caller from Kansas. Is that what I heard? Is it Sherry?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
I heard someone on another show say that the resonance of the Earth, the Schumann resonance, and I don't really understand it, you know, but they said the longest time it was at 7.8, or that's what it was close to, and now that it's up to 12.
Really? I didn't know it changed.
And I was wondering if your guest knew anything about that, or what does it mean, you know?
Do you have any input on that?
Well, in the context of this, you might say, evolution or the 2012 type of scenario, some people are saying that the Earth's natural resonance frequency is altering. And I'm open to more information, but I don't have any conclusions myself about that. I definitely see a relationship in the evolution of the biological life, and it's certainly possible, I think, that there might be some sort of, you might say, frequency changes as the consciousness of life also advances, that physical matter itself may have a varying relationship to vibrations or frequencies. And I'm open to that type of conversation, but my science background makes it a little harder for me to go there without some pretty solid information. Having said that, I'm very much a spiritualist, and I'm very much, I explore some other things like orbs in digital photography. I'm very much interested in these kinds of phenomena, not quite yet able to make some linkages there to real science or to what would be the traditions of science.
Well, there are some scientists that are indicating that the poles, the magnetic poles, might be on the verge of shifting, and I could see where that would be tied into the frequency by chance, and that's something we might need to dig into on future shows, because that is an interesting subject.
Absolutely. The North Magnetic Pole is migrating at a very fast rate, 40 kilometers per year, towards Siberia, so that certain navigations systems that rely upon the magnetic north are having to be adjusted as the magnetic pole of the Earth migrates.
And I suspect that might be part of the reason for all these, the birds dying or the fish dying or the whales beaching themselves. They all have their guidance systems based on this energy, and if this energy is changing, it could really confuse the heck out of these poor animals that rely on that for their livelihood.
Mm-hmm. In this way, I can start to see some very good connections to known physical science. I can see some connections there, and that may segue into this concern about the natural vibration frequency of the Earth. So I'm very open to this subject.
That's a great question, Sherry. You have any other?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Yes, let's go back actually to the roots of this project. And as we mentioned before, Nikola Tesla invented transmitting of AC power, alternating current power, in a wireless way, so on technically on unlimited distance. That was the major breaking point at that time. And for those who are interested about his inventions, it is a book called Man Ahead of Time. Please get that book and read it. It's a really interesting book. So we have a break coming up, and we will come back after the break shortly. Please don't go away.
The things of today. How do you like to wait?
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Television lights, they tell you day is night, they tell you wrong is right, but I say, how do you like the way things are today?
We are back, and we are continuing to talk about the HARP project, which stands for High Active Auroral Research Project. What it does, just basically recouping what we have said so far, is an atmospheric research program, you know, jointly funded by United States Air Force, the U.S. Navy, the University of Alaska, and the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA. It's interesting. So far, they have spent about $250 million on this project, and it's our tax money. By the way, so speaking of that project, we slightly touched about the mind control, which is part of the HARP also, and Russians specifically work in that direction. They already accomplished something, you know, and what here domestically, you know, they do, they actually did a real experiment on the humans to see how the low, ultra-low frequencies impact on the human brains as far as the activities, impact, and et cetera. So basically, the way to control the mind, they do two ways, transmitting a voice information, and the second, controlling human emotions. So that is really interesting how they're doing it. So Do you have any input about that, Ed?
Well, a lot of people refer to those that wear a tin foil hat. The tin foil hat idea was to prevent radiation waves from affecting your brain. There's some truth to this kind of idea, or you might say paranoia, and it's not paranoia if they're really out to get you, that radio waves at certain frequencies can be tuned to affect our nervous system. Our body is like an antenna. There are concerns, for example, about our cell phones and having them close to our brains and the possibility that the cell phone radiation might affect us. But certain frequencies are known in laboratory experiments to produce agitation or sedation. There are ways to manipulate both the amplitude, the intensity, and the frequency to affect the human nervous system. These are referred to in the House Bill 2977 as psychotronic weapons, weapons that use radio frequencies to affect the psyche.
Interesting. So no wonder why, it is such an interaction using ultra-low frequencies, in atmosphere and connecting to the human brains, because the human brains frequency is close as far as the range goes to the ultra-low frequency they shoot in atmosphere. That is very interesting.
You know, that's something we might want to consider. By the way, I wouldn't use a tinfoil hat. I think a tinfoil hat would be more of an antenna, and I think some university students actually did a study, and they proved that it actually increased the damage that you're getting from the radiation by having a tinfoil. If you wanted protection, I would put lead. Lead would deter the radiation from penetrating, but the old tinfoil hat, I think, would do the opposite. I think it would be more of an antenna for certain frequencies.
One of my friends that repairs computer monitors was suggesting that he wants to build a Faraday cage. The Faraday cage is a kind of like a wire cage. You might build it into a room to protect your electronics, maybe protect yourself from the radiation.
And we have a 70-second break. Everybody, please listen to and support the sponsors. We'll be back in 70 seconds. And call in number 800-313-9443. Back in 3 minutes.